WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in the second hour of the program here on Thursday morning. Trying to get out a news story as we are going around. So that's the thing is, like, people think, oh, in the morning, Tim just talks for a few minutes and then goes and plays some commercials and takes a break and then the news and he takes a break. I'm doing so much stuff during the course of the show. I don't know how I can multitask the way that I do. My brain should not be able to handle it because I really can't handle when, you know, if you're talking to me about something, I can't handle it. But for some reason, when I'm tasked with having to do a bunch of things at once, it actually makes it easier for me to focus. And a lot of people that have ADD, you know, you think that that means, and I was diagnosed with that when I was in my 20s, but then it was later thought that maybe it was my sleep apnea and narcolepsy that was causing that, not actual ADD. But they will say, you know, people make the mistake of thinking that ADD means that people are hyper fixated on one thing, or that they're either, so it's either that or that they can't concentrate on anything at all. And those are kind of the two extremes of ADD. And I have one where it's a little bit weirder, or at least, you know, this is what they told me when they thought that I had it, is I can only concentrate when I'm concentrating on multiple things at once. So that's why I'm always usually doing a couple of other things. I'll be editing stories that other people have written. I'll be sharing out stories. I will be writing stories. So over the course of the morning, I just wrote the story of the pedestrian believed to be homeless who was struck by a vehicle last evening in Taunton. We have that now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But that's just how my brain works. It's not like I'm any kind of, you know, savant at this. It's just that in order for me to focus on things, I have to focus on many things. And I, you know, now that I have a different position here, before when I was just the brand manager, I just had to worry about WBSM and the things that go on here. But now that I am the assistant director of content, I'm also responsible for things that go on at Fun 107. So I have to make sure that there's articles up on their site and that there's articles up on their social media. And so I'm doing little bits and pieces of that, you know, during the commercials, during the news, all that kind of stuff. So if you ever are like calling in and I'm not getting to the phone right away, that's probably why. I'm not actually looking at the phones unless I'm actually sitting in this seat and talking on this microphone. So don't think like I ignore your calls during the news or during the break. It's just I'm usually multitasking. But sometimes, not often, but sometimes I can make executive decisions around here and institute things on WBSM. As long as Michael Rock says it's okay. But I made an executive decision yesterday that I think some of you will actually be pretty excited for. So I mentioned the Thanksgiving tradition of playing Alice's Restaurant. And Unfortunately, a lot of radio stations don't do that anymore. You know, and in this regard, I won't mind mentioning another station, but I think WZLX does it in Boston, and I think that might be it. I don't know if HJY does it in Providence. I don't know if, you know, any of the other Boston stations are going to do it. I don't even know if our competing stations here in this market do it in New Bedford and Fall River. I don't think anybody really does anymore. I think it's a tradition that's fallen by the wayside, and you know what? It's time to bring it back. So on Thanksgiving Day, WBSM is going to play Alice's Restaurant. My tentative plan right now is to do it three times. At 12 p.m., at 3 p.m., and at 6 p.m. We will play Alice's Restaurant in its entirety with four-part harmony. We'll play the whole song in its entirety, all 18 minutes and 34 seconds of it, three times. Again, I have to check with the Howie Carr Show and just make sure that, you know, we can juggle some things around with their commercial breaks to be able to do that, because what's going to happen is it is going to play at those times and then join whatever is already on in progress. So I just got to clear with them to make sure they're okay with it. I'm sure they will be. It's a holiday. They're running a best of. I know I can do it no problem at noontime, because that's network programming that's happening. So I can definitely do it then. So you'll at least get it at noon, but my plan is to try to do it at 12, 3, and 6. Alice's Restaurant, all 18 and a half minutes in its entirety for you to listen to on the radio. And I know you could pull it up on YouTube and listen to it there. Some of you may have the CD of it. You can listen to it there. I know, but there's something about hearing it on the radio on Thanksgiving. That's part of the tradition, being able to tune in the radio and hear it. And it will also play on the app. It will also play on the stream. So if that's how you listen, you'll be able to hear it that way too. So if you were going to go get your phone anyway to play Alice's Restaurant on YouTube, you might as well stream it on WBSM. And then it can be our new tradition. See, I wanted to do it last year, but last year we had NFL football. And we had to run, I think they had a triple header on Thanksgiving, or maybe that was Christmas. I know that they had multiple games. I know they usually have two games on Thanksgiving, but maybe last year was the first year they tried to shove in three. But there was no time in the schedule to be able to run Alice's Restaurant at all, at a time that worked. You know, you can't do it at 6 a.m. It's got to be noon. Noon is when they always started doing it on the radio before. So we are going to do it at noon to start, and then hopefully I can get it on a couple more times. If I can't do it at 3 and 6, maybe I'll do it at 7 and 9. But we'll get it in there. Because we decided not to run football this year. We realized that people weren't listening. We actually got more complaints over the last year from people that said, I don't want to hear football on the radio. I want to hear your regular programming. And then we would say, well, you know, you can hear it on the app. You can hear it on the stream. And they would say, no, I like to go to sleep with the radio on, listening to the regular programming. And I have to turn it off when football is on because I'm just not interested in it, or it keeps me awake or whatever. So we said, all right, more people care about what's on the radio normally than care about the football games. So we decided not to carry the football games, and that's freed up Thanksgiving now for us to be able to play Alice's Restaurant. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. Is it me?
Only you know for sure, but it sounds like you.
All right. Great. Hey, you know what I miss also, when you guys used to play at Christmas time, the Mannheim Steamroller?
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys going to be able to come up with that this year, or is that
so programming? The other problem with wanting to do Christmas before was, again, the NFL had games on Christmas Eve. They had games on Christmas Day. And so they wiped yep. out the available time that we had to play Christmas music. Now, without yep. NFL games, we are going to be running Christmas music on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day this year.
Oh, man, that's awesome. I hope you guys do that. That's awesome to hear.
And
really, really good to hear.
I will say this, too. We have, you know, any businesses out there that are listening, we have some sponsorship opportunities available for that. And we're going to have some special commercials and season's greetings opportunities for those businesses at very short money if they want to get involved. So they can reach out to me, Tim at WBSM.com, and we'll get them signed up to get them into that. Because I got a feeling we're going to get a lot of people tuning in for that Christmas music, because we're going to program it with the stuff that people want to hear. We're not going to yep. have Mariah Carey every 10 minutes. We might play some Mariah Carey, but we're going to have the songs that people want to hear, going from the 50s all the way up to today.
Awesome. Awesome. And that's awesome. You guys offering that to the local businesses in the area, you know, working out some special deals for them to advertise.
That's yeah. Good. I mean, we do it with 50s night, and we find that, like, it's one of those things where the community is kind of all tuning in. And I hear from so many people when we do the 50s music on 50s night that say, it reminds me of, you know, why I listened to the radio in the first place. Cause I get to hear this stuff that I want to hear. And I'm hearing about the local businesses that, you know, appreciate my business, instead of on a normal holiday, you're hearing a bunch of syndicated shows with national commercials.
Yep. Absolutely. It's AM radio. It's local. Keep it local.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. And so if you do own a business and you want to sponsor that, I haven't even thought about doing a sponsorship package for Alice's Restaurant, but if you wanted to, we certainly could. You want to sponsor that? You want to sponsor the Thanksgiving playing of Alice's Restaurant? I can create a special commercial for you that will air. We can air it before and after each playing of Alice's Restaurant. And we can work out something for that. And then, of course, the Christmas package we will have available too, where you'll get to have your commercials run, but also be able to kind of give us a greeting to the audience. And you don't even have to come into the studio and record anything with me. You can just record it on your phone and send it over to me, and I'll put it into the program, to the playlist, so that, you know, as we're listening to that music, you might hear, "Hi, this is Tim from Tim's Trucks. Thank you to everybody for another great year of business, and we look forward to a great year of 2025. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year." You know, we can do that. Because, again, no football. We have control over the day. We can do what we want. And these are the kind of things that I've wanted to do and I thought we should do. And when I didn't really have a say in how the station runs and didn't have a role in it, you know, I never understood why we couldn't do it. And then when I came into this role and I realized all these little hiccups that get in the way, I said, well, now it takes somebody kind of problem solving to figure it out. And we can always figure it out. Thankfully, we've got the great Jason Kent, who can help me figure out how to put all these things together. But the important part is we have all of you that want it. So it's not just my dumb ideas where I say, well, let's do it. And then everybody's like, well, that was a flop. No, it's that you all support the idea. So when I say, you know what, I really think we should play 50s music all night on 50s night. And I know that goes completely out of the box of what we do. But I think it would be unique and I think it would be fun. And then the last couple of years we've done it and it's been everybody's favorite night of the year. So all of you make my dumb ideas actually look like they were kind of good ones. So thank you for that. And hopefully the Alice's Restaurant thing will be the same. Hopefully you will all tune in and catch that. And if you've never heard the song, first of all, don't go and listen to it now because you're just going to ruin it. You're going to spoil it. But tune in at noontime on Thanksgiving and hear the song, because it, on its surface, it's a song about Thanksgiving. But underneath the surface, it's a protest song. And underneath the surface, it is a spirit that, you know, we've never really lost. A spirit of, we will find the absurdity in the absurd. We will find the morality in the immoral. And we will find a voice for each generation. I'm also kind of working on an article to kind of go with it too, about the history of it being played on the radio And I've reached out to the person that started playing it on the radio to see if he'll he'll pop on with us sometime before Thanksgiving, but I haven't heard back yet. So hopefully I hear back from Ken Shelton soon. And, you know, if he's not interested, I understand. But I would love to have him on, not only to talk about that, but again, another legendary DJ. And I want to have all the legendary DJs come on this show. The people who I listened to growing up that shaped who I became. And I'm sure many of you remember as well. All right, 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. The song that taught many 90s teens the word copacetic, Local H, Bound for the Floor. And we were talking about, Alice's Restaurant playing on Thanksgiving, and we got an app chat message from Dave in New Bedford who says, the Martha's Vineyard radio station WMVY plays Alice's Restaurant at noon on Thanksgiving every year. I think my friend Jay's probably responsible for keeping that going. But we're going to play it three times, I hope. Noon, 3, and 6. If all works out. I can't imagine that the Howie Carr show won't be able to accommodate that. It's just, we'll play their commercials after that because their break comes right when that would be in the middle of playing just based on the clock, but we'll figure it all out. And William in New Bedford says, how about a couple hours of swap meet? I still want to do that. And I tried talking Michael Rock into it before. And, logistically it's like, how does it work? Because here's the problem. We can't do it indoors because we don't have somebody. You can't just walk into WBSM. There's a door and you have to be buzzed in and somebody has to go and open. They can buzz you in from any, there's a couple of places where we have buzzers in the building to buzz you in to the lobby. But then somebody has to go and physically let you in from the lobby into the studio. And we just don't have a lot of people around in the morning to do that. So what we have to do is we would have to have either everybody come in all at once, and that's just going to get too crazy, or what we got to do is set up shop outside. And that's what I want to do. I want to set up right outside the WBSM studio, right in front of the big window here. I can bring all the broadcast equipment I need outside. And we can do it from there. And people can park in the parking lot and come right up. But now the weather is going to be a challenge for that. But maybe in the spring, we can get it done. And, maybe we'll do it like on a Sunday morning or something. If there's a chance where we have some open time. But I would love to do it. I would love to see just the kind of stuff people bring down for a radio swap meet. Where people come down with stuff they're looking to sell or trade or whatever, and we'll talk about the items, how people acquire them. I think that would be fascinating. And, we're not going to do a telethon. It's not going to be 12 hours of it. I think if you did an hour of it, it's entertaining for people. So don't worry. That idea is never far from my mind. So I will work on that, and I will see if we can make that a go. All right, right now, though, it is time for me to go into the newsroom and we can get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
The U.S. closes its embassy in Ukraine over warnings of an air attack. Just what will the new Department of Government Efficiency do? And those CDs you saved could be worth some money.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The U.S. is closing its embassy in Ukraine after warning of a possible significant air attack by Russian forces. The U.S. embassy in Kyiv issued the urgent warning this morning, saying it had received specific information about a potential attack and that its employees should shelter in place. The warning comes one day after Ukraine's military, for the first time, used American missiles to strike inside Russian territory. President-elect Trump is cheering the sentencing of the man convicted of killing Georgia nursing student Lincoln Riley. He posted Wednesday on Truth Social, quote, "Justice for Lincoln Riley." A Georgia judge found 26-year-old Jose Ibarra guilty on all charges. Ibarra, a Venezuelan migrant, was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy say their new government efficiency office under Trump's administration will pick out thousands of regulations to eliminate. Brian Shook with more.
The two talked about their plans for the Department of Government Efficiency in a Wall Street Journal op-ed. The tech billionaire and former Republican presidential candidate say cutting regulations will result in needed mass headcount reductions across the government. They argued that many regulations go over agency authority. I'm Brian Shook.
Delaware Congresswoman-elect Sarah McBride is, quote, "not here to fight about bathrooms." That's what the incoming Democrat wrote on X in response to House Speaker Mike Johnson banning transgender people from bathrooms that match their gender identity. He said, quote, "all single-sex facilities in the Capitol and House office buildings, such as restrooms, changing rooms, and locker rooms, are reserved for individuals of that biological sex." President Biden is awarding the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Cecile Richards, an abortion rights activist and former president of Planned Parenthood. During a private ceremony on Wednesday, Biden said Richards was at the forefront of some of America's most important civil rights causes. A new study shows that climate change intensified the recent hurricanes by 18 miles per hour. Published in the journal Environmental Research Climate, it found that human-driven changes have caused changes in 84% of hurricanes. Between 2019 and 2023, they were an average of more than 8 meters per second faster than they would have been in a world without climate change, according to the research. And are you still holding on to some of those old CDs? Well, some from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s have a hefty price tag these days. One of them is Bruce Springsteen's The Future of Rock and Roll, which was released in 1988 as a promo-only double disc in Japan. Because the 16-track CD is hard to find now, it's worth about $1,400. Another collection to look out for is Prince's My Name Was Prince. Only 50 copies were released in 1993, and it's now over $6,000. Two other valuable CDs, David Bowie's 1989 Sound and Vision album, which can go for between $70 to $400, and Michael Jackson's Smile, which is selling for almost $2,000. If you have any of these CDs, you can try to sell them on eBay or look for Facebook CD collector groups to find buyers there.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins home in Boston to play the Utah Hockey Club tonight at 7. Celtics away to play the Washington Wizards on Friday. Patriots play the Miami Dolphins in Florida Sunday afternoon. Game on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Rain today at last, leaving us on the South Coast with an inch or more by the end. Likely means some road flooding as well, so be careful when you're driving. Lingering light showers on Friday, eventually tapering. Temperatures in the 40s through the start of the weekend. Wind will make the weekend feel even colder. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
welcome back in. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And it's fascinating hearing Phil share that story about the CDs that are worth money, because I think a lot of people think to themselves, oh man, my CDs aren't worth anything anymore. Everybody's gone back to listening to vinyl, and people are listening to cassettes again. There, if you go into, so maybe not so much at Walmart or Target or any of these other stores. I don't know even if you can go into Best Buy and find a cassette player anymore. But a lot of the record stores are now carrying cassette players. I know Max J Records over here in Fairhaven, they have cassette players. And so people are getting back into cassettes. Purchase Street Records sells a whole bunch of them. Roger's own band, All Sinners, has put out their album on cassette. I walked into Savers yesterday in New Bedford. And because I recently, so my turntable is from the 70s. And I have to run that through my receiver that's also from the 70s. And I play it through my speakers that are also from the 70s. And while I love that vintage sound, that's three things that I have to plug into the wall when I have limited plugs in the room where I play music, because that's where my TV is, with my surround sound unit, with my computer, with my recliner that is power recliner. So that's got to be plugged in. Where I plug in a fan or an air conditioner in the summer, where I plug in a portable heater in the winter, and where now I have a fish tank that has both a light and a filter that are plugged in. So that's a lot of stuff that's plugged into one room. And so I was like, well, how can I kind of cut back on some of it? So I went out and got a new turntable with Bluetooth and some Bluetooth speakers and all that. And it sounds fantastic. It sounds amazing. But I'm trying to find a stand for it. And I want to get like one of those, you know, turntable stands where it holds the records and you can put your speakers on it and all that kind of stuff. But I was looking for just something kind of vintage too. So I was looking at Savers, and when I went in yesterday, I walked in and they have that, they call it the jewelry section, but it's where they have the glass case where they have some things in there and the stuff they keep behind the counter. And they had a boombox, a cassette boombox. I don't even remember what brand it was. But one of those gray 80s boomboxes. $75. And it wasn't even like a really big one. And it wasn't even like one of the real fancy ones. It was a pretty generic boombox. I think it might have even only been single cassette, not dual cassette. $75. I don't know that anybody's going to pay that for that. But that's what they go for. If you go online and you look them up and you try to find one, that's what people are charging for these things now. So if you've got an old boombox, not just a cassette player, I'm talking a boombox. The big ones. They don't have to be really big either, but you know, there's a difference between a cassette player and a boombox. And I remember back in the 80s, we had the fancy ones with like the lights that go around them. And they had the dual cassette and the equalizer on them and all that kind of stuff. Oh, man. My boombox was my life when I was 10, 11, 12 years old. And so, yeah, I can understand why people are getting back into cassettes, but I think people were still reluctant to think that CDs were going to matter because it's a digital sound that you can easily get from streaming services. So vinyl has a different sound, a different feel to it. A cassette even has a different sound, a different feel to it. So you understand why people want to go back to those old mediums. But why would they want to go to a CD when streaming sounds exactly like a CD? It's not going to be that much different. But CDs are making a comeback. People are buying CDs again. Maybe not in the store, going in and buying a brand new CD. But they're certainly going to places like Purchase Street Records and buying CDs. So it's becoming another nostalgic thing, I guess, for people. They want to go back and have that binder full of CDs and go through it. And while I love being able to go to yard sales, flea markets, Savers, thrift stores, things like that, and find old albums, it's hard because, you know, you don't want to pay more than a couple of bucks for them because you're going to go home and they're going to sound like garbage. They're scratched up. They're going to crack. They're going to pop. I mean, I bought one at Savers yesterday, a Dean Martin album, that looked like it was in really great shape. And I know how to look at an album and, you know, I can't grade it, but I can look at it and say, yeah, this should be okay. And then I bring it home and it doesn't sound great. But I paid $2 for it, $3, whatever, so that's fine. And I still listen to it, and I still will listen to it again. But now you're paying $40 for some of these new albums. $40. So you better take care of those if you're paying that much for it. You better keep it sounding as pristine as it does. And, you know, part of the reason I'm looking for a new thing, a new stand to put my turntable on is because I find that when I have it on a little table now and when I walk, I can cause it to skip. So I want to put it on something that will give it a little bit more protection. I'm going to put a little padding under it. Like, kind of like one of those, the thing you put under your dish strainer, you know, something like that. To give it a little bit of a shock absorption. But yeah, I'll find one eventually. But yeah, just taking a look at some, like I was looking through 45s. They had 45s, of course, marked a dollar on them from whatever store they originally came from. And then Savers slaps a $1.99 price tag on. They have no shame in that. Take the old price tag off at least. Like you'll go through the clothes, and we've talked about this before. And we've gotten phone calls on it before, but you'll be going through the clothes and they'll have something that's brand new with the tags that came from like JCPenney or Walmart or something. And it still has the tag on it that says it was $4.99 on clearance. And Savers just has no problem slapping a $7.99, $8.99, $14.99 price tag on that. Like, take the other price tag off at least. Don't be so blatant about it. We already know how much you paid for it, Savers, which was zero. I've actually gone in there and seen Faded Glory clothing for more money than I've seen it in Walmart, where it's brand new. Yet I still go there and shop and buy clothes because I can't imagine I'm going to go less than a large. But also, all of my clothes, I realized, like all my warm clothes were double XL from last year. So now they're all way too big on me. So I'm trying to get things that are a little bit either large or extra large. So yeah, I'm going to have to keep hitting up Savers and all the other places I go till I get at least, you know, a couple weeks worth of outfits. The great thing now is with Dash Laundromat doing my laundry, I can get my laundry done every week. Instead of having to worry about when I have the time to do it. And they can do it for you as well. Go to dashlaundromat.com or download the Dash Laundromat app and find out more. One State Road in Dartmouth. All right, I got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. As the sweet breeze blow, as the kindness comes, lingers on. I drink myself a new bound guilty, send alone in New York City, and I don't know what. And speaking of CDs, there's a CD that a lot of people had in the 90s, Collective Soul, and DSY was sharing some photos of some of his Beatles CDs. I remember when they put the red and blue albums out on CD in the 90s. That was like the big deal, was you got the Beatles on CD kind of for the first time. And then they had the Beatles anthology released on CD. And I remember getting that the day before Thanksgiving, my senior year of high school. That was when the special aired on ABC, which I watched intently. And then I got the anthology CDs, and I listened to that the entire Thanksgiving weekend, just nonstop. And then wasn't it at Thanksgiving a couple of years ago that they released the new Peter Jackson film on Disney Plus, which I have watched like three or four times now. And I remember getting the Beatles on CD and being like, wow, this sounds kind of the same. And then in 2009, they released all of the stereo versions, the remasters of everything. And they put it out on digital for the first time. Oh, man, I had the digital and the stereo all saved on my iPod. And I would listen to both versions of everything. And, you know, because they sound different in each one. But hearing something like Something for the first time and hearing how intricate Paul's bass line is in that song, like, that guy's a much better bass player than people give him credit for. And hearing all the intricacies of Ringo's drumming, you realize he's a much better drummer. And now that they're starting to put that stuff out in Dolby Atmos, even better. I'm obsessed with Dolby Atmos music. So if you haven't heard your favorite album or your favorite artist in that form, you know, provided they've remastered it in that, I highly recommend it, because it just changes like your entire spatial awareness of the song. And that sounds like a weird thing to say, but listen to it, especially with a good pair of headphones, and then you'll understand, or a nice surround sound system that has Atmos capability, and then you'll see exactly what I mean. So it's just amazing. Anyway, 508-996-0500. So how do you feel about Thanksgiving dessert? What are some of your favorite things? Because Barry has an article today at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app where he talks about a pie that was once banned in Massachusetts and that he is not a fan of. And I am a fan of this pie. And spoiler alert, it's mincemeat pie. I love mince pie. I think it's one of the best tastes of Thanksgiving. Now, I don't want to get an entire pie and eat it. If I bought one at the store, I probably wouldn't finish it. But when I go to Thanksgiving, I will certainly have a slice of it. We will definitely have it because my mom is a big fan of it, and it's a required thing for her for Thanksgiving. But some people can't stand it. I think it's great. Again, I only want a slice or two a year, but I love it. And I'll have my little sliver of mincemeat pie and my little sliver of pumpkin pie, and that'll be my dessert with a little bit of eggnog. And that's, you know, that's probably all that I'll need. But pumpkin pie, I'll have multiple times a year. Mincemeat, a couple of slices, but I still love it. I still want to have it. And with mincemeat, it's got to be Cool Whip on it. Can't be the aerosol whipped cream. It's got to be Cool Whip. That's how it works. But what do you think? 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. But Barry's article, very interesting, getting into the story behind why mincemeat pie was banned in Massachusetts. All right, I got to take one last break here in this hour. We will be back in just a few.
The lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want.
Great idea for a song, because that's going to guarantee it's going to get played every night. when a bar closes down. Semisonic, closing time. So it is opening time, though, for Edaville. Edaville is now open for the season, and if you want to check out Edaville, now is the time to do it. Head out there this weekend. So you beat the Thanksgiving rush, right? You beat the December holiday rush. And then, of course, you can always go back later on, too. But this is the time of year to go there when the lines are short and when there's plenty to do. Because they've got, not only can you walk around and see all of the lights, but they have all of the great shopping that you can do there. All the little artisan shops and the Christmas market. Plus, they have great food, like my favorite fried dough in the world. Plus, so many other things, including the return of the chicken barbecue. And they've got all the different rides as well. Plus, you can ride the steam train. And now, new this year, they have horse-drawn carriage rides. It all starts at just $12.95 to get you in the door at Edaville and to experience all the wonders of the Festival of Lights. So get your tickets now at Edaville.com. Get them before they're gone because they are limited and will run out. And also check out all the great different special events they have coming up, like the North Pole Express and the Santa's VIP ride and so much more. And you will probably see me over.